Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It's good to have you along this afternoon. In about 45 minutes, we're going to get you to Warriors Live. Warriors are in Cleveland tonight. The San Francisco Giants are in Miami tonight. They're not playing. They wake up, they play tomorrow, which means maybe, oh maybe, Alex Dickerson has time to put some Joe Stone crabs in his mouth, a little sand in between his toes. Are you having a good day, Alex Dickerson, on South Beach? Hello and welcome again.
I am actually planning on not leaving my room today. I got the second dose of the vaccine yesterday, so feeling the 24-hour effects right now and really excited to be feeling good tomorrow.
Hey, mazel, first of all. I'm glad you got it. So that's fantastic news. May I ask, is it a breach of etiquette to say, was this a team-wide endeavor or a choice that you made?
The team provided it, but definitely everybody gets that. They have their own choice as to whether you want to get it or not. And once it was offered to me, I kind of jumped at it, as seeing that maybe in 2 weeks, once you're considered fully vaccinated, we don't have to deal with, well, we still got to deal with some protocols, but
right. As
far as like the restrictions get a little looser, my family can start staying with me on the road, and I'm really excited to do that.
Well, that's incentive to do it for sure. Yep. I mean, there's bigger incentive even. I mean, everyone's overall health, obviously. As you look around your clubhouse, do you see a lot of commonality in terms of thinking about it like you do? Are most of your teammates vaccinated as well, as far as you know?
Yeah. I think quite a few of us got it within the last month or so. We've been kind of trickling them in and trying to find out where we can get them. But I'd say quite a few people are kind of fatigued with all the things that we've had to, all the hoops we've had to go through to play baseball, and really excited to just kind of get back to some normalcy here pretty soon.
This is an unfair question, so I'll just wade right in. Are you surprised at how good your pitching has been? I mean, I presume you were sort of satisfied with it going into the season, but as well as both the starting rotation and the bullpen have gone, is that more than you expected them to be right at this stage?
I think we knew the potential was always there. What they've done is nothing short of just amazing. I mean, every single game, for the most part, has been just lights out pitching. I definitely expected a huge boost from having Buster back, and, you know, he really reads the pitchers well. Actually, Kurt Casale has been amazing, too. The pitch calling, just the sequences and everything, like, they just seem really synced up, and it's been, because considering that our offense really hasn't even hit its stride yet, and we know we will, it's extremely exciting, because when you have pitching like we do right now, those are what championship teams look like, teams that could pitch and play defense, and we've been doing that pretty well to this point.
And you're winning at a rate that obviously every conversation about your team right now is, wow, look at the Giants, you know, they're outperforming expectations. I see sort of low to middling expectations. You guys come in with a bit of a chip. Does that sort of thing, people being overly impressed, does that make the chip bigger or smaller?
It's kind of an I told you so, but like we're not going to, you know, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. It's a great start.
Sure.
We're really happy with that. But 162 game season, as many of the guys in the clubhouse that have won World Series will tell you, that is a, that's a test in itself. And it's just about the consistency and being able to adjust on the fly as we keep going through this season.
Right. You don't want to start patting yourselves on the back right now. Tommy John, patting yourself on the back is a terrible way, you know. So you just, we'll see. It's a great start, though. There's no doubt. To kind of buoy off of Ray's question, and I'd like you to take me inside baseball here, because I just don't know. How often, how much have you faced either Gausman or Cueto yourself so far this year in either a live BP or a simulated game? Like, from the time you were in Scottsdale to today, how many live at-bats do you actually take against your own staff as you're gearing up for the year?
It really only is those first couple weeks of spring training. And I had the unfortunate task of having Gausman day one right out of the gate. And a lot of times guys like him that are pretty established, they come in and just kind of get a feel for it. But he looked incredible day one. I mean, he was touching 96, 97, changeup was working, slider was working. And so I got to see him firsthand. A lot of the other guys I really didn't get to see. And I'm only now getting to see what guys like Descalfani have and Aaron Sanchez, and just getting to see how they work every day is just, it's been amazing. But yeah, we don't really get to see our own guys that much outside of that first week.
Have you guys talked at all, either at the hotel or in the clubhouse, about the new experiments that baseball is inflicting on the Atlantic League, moving the mound back a foot, taking the starting pitcher out, or taking the DH out as soon as the starting pitcher comes out? Have you guys talked about that stuff at all?
That report only got posted yesterday. I talked with a couple guys briefly on it. It's interesting. I really don't want the mound to move back just yet. I mean, that's almost laying down and admitting defeat as a hitter. Oh, the pitching's too good, let's move the mound back. I'm not a fan of that. They're throwing hard, and we got to adjust to that. And it's not an easy task to hit in today's game, but that's the task we're given. The DH rule is interesting to me. Now I wonder if there's something I'm not seeing as ways that could get abused, but I do like the idea of keeping the starter and being incentivized to have your starter out there longer. Cause I think that we're really losing that in baseball today overall. I mean, you see, we've already seen a couple no hitters this year, and over the last few years, you're really seeing, like, you don't have that excitement about a guy going deep into a game very much, and they're just going straight to the bullpen. So I would be interested to see how that plays out there in the Atlantic League.
I want to try to ask this and make sure you understand that I mean all of the respect in the world when I say that as you get older, and look, you're a guy who can provide some power to an order, you know, does the potential for your own career to potentially extend as a DH color your thinking about that rule? Because I know we've talked about, in general, you're sort of a traditionalist.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say in general I am. And, as you get older and you think about 15 more teams having the ability to have a DH, like that gets me excited, thinking about, oh, okay, well, even when my legs are not under me anymore and I could still hit, maybe I get to play a little bit longer. But I still do like the differences in the league. So I really would like to see how it would play out if that rule worked out, where you can kind of get a little bit of both worlds there. So it's above my pay grade. I don't really have much input on it. So I'm very interested to see how it plays out.
Luckily, all Hoosiers are born forever young, so you don't have to worry about aging ever. It's beautiful. The rule that you would tweak or change or implement or subtract if you were commissioner with unlimited power, congratulations, Commissioner Dickerson. What would you do to help Major League Baseball?
I think right now the one that I think we might even see next year is the possibility of eliminating the extreme overshift. It's kind of like drawing an imaginary line behind second base and saying, hey, shortstop, third base, you got to be on this side. First and second, you're on the right side. And you could still move them wherever you want. There's still a lot of strategy as to how you move them on each side of the bag. But I think keeping them out of that and incentivizing, like, the ball in play, ground balls potentially being hits again, because they're really not. The way it's set up, they know your percentages. They move everybody all over the field. The ground ball is essentially an out now. And that's why you're seeing only fly balls, home runs, strikeouts for the most part. I think that is something that we could probably implement as soon as next year and see offensive numbers kind of jump up. But like I said, still above my pay grade, even though you guys have handed me the crown.
take the power. Be drunk with power and run with it.
As a hitter, what's your feeling on a computerized strike zone?
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it really at all, to be honest. I think it's going to screw up a little bit too, and it'll be almost just as frustrating. I like the human element of the umpires being there. I will say 2020 seemed like a tough year for them, as far as I think that they need spring training just as much as we do. And I really do think that overall they do a pretty good job. We get hung up on the couple calls they miss every game, but the reality of it is that's part of the game, and I've never been a fan of trying to take them out of it. I like maybe having the ability to correct them a little more. If we can have like a tennis system where it's like really quick, maybe having a couple of those a game or something. But for the most part, I really do think that we're fine as it is with umpires, the like traditional umpires and them just calling the game as they see it.
The next time Joe West works behind the plate for you, will you congratulate him on him winning his lawsuit? And if you are you doing it because you're genuinely happy that he won, or are you trying to take care of yourself?
I actually only recently heard this. Like, I don't know the details of it at all. Something about a defamation suit. But, hey, if he was in the right, he's in the right. And nothing that I'm going to bring up. I respect him as the umpire, the guy that's going to call balls and strikes that day, and I leave it at that.
So no, did you – I'm sorry, Ray, did you have a follow-up?
Go ahead. Well I was going to tell him what the detail was, but you go ahead.
Yeah, let me just ask, did you gather around MLB.com last night? I don't know if you and your teammates can actually do that on the road, hopefully through the relaxing of protocols when everyone's vaccination incubates and you're all good to go. But, like, did you watch the no-hitter from the South Side last night at all?
I caught on the plane. I caught a couple highlights of it on TV.
That's right. You guys probably
didn't really get
late
to see a lot of it, but it looked exciting, and no hitters are always fun. Not when you're on offense and it's going against you, but
right.
They are exciting parts of the game. And congratulations to Carlos Rodon. I mean, it's an incredible feat.
Yeah, and look, Musgrove had a no-no for San Diego. First ever in franchise history. He's a San Diego boy. That must warm your heart on some level, right?
Yeah, and I know Joe. I've known him for a long time. He grew up just south of me, and it couldn't have happened to a better guy at the right time. That the organization had never had one ever since we were kids, and a San Diego guy being the one to do it, I mean, that's amazing. I already heard they have painted a massive mural of him at Grossmont High School, and it's really exciting stuff. You can't write that any better.
It's pretty cool. It really is. So I was in the press box the night of Matt Cain's perfect game for the San Francisco Giants. Again, I'm just in the press box, and it's one of the most stressful things I've ever been through in my entire life. Alex, final question for you today, and then enjoy your night of seclusion in Miami as have the second shot sweats and wake up tomorrow feeling great and hitting homers on this road trip. But what is the most stressed you've ever been for someone else in a Major League Baseball game?
most stress I have ever been in.
Because I would hate to be out there with anything hit at me during a perfect game, for God's sakes. Mike, I mean, oh.
I mean, any no-hitter that I've ever been a part of, I think I was in left for Edwin Jackson having one through the seventh inning where he was just cruising one day. And, like, I mean, you feel the butterflies as that game's going on. You're kind of taking a peek back. I think I was lucky enough that I didn't notice it was going on until about the fifth. And then all of a sudden you start going, okay, now we really got to buckle down. Like, anything hit, I'm diving for it. I'm going for, like, doing stuff that I've never done before. But I think that one got – I can't remember how it got broken up, but it obviously did. But I think that's the closest one that I've been a part of. And then the one last year with Johnny when he was cruising and then Hunter.
Oh, in Dodger Stadium.
And I just felt sick to my stomach because I've been the guy that loses ball. I lose balls in Twilight all the time, and anybody can. And, like, just the feeling, like, for Hunter right there, like, I was just like, man, that easily could have been me had there been a righty on the mound today. Like, that one was tough.
Oh, I totally remember that one too. We crushed the poor guy the next day. we probably should have considered none of us would have made the play either. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, man. Have a great road trip. Enjoy Miami to the best that you possibly can, and come on back on this winning track, man. It's been a great start to the year. Keep it up.
Yep. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.